We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land and water on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Tidbits. You can run and you can hide, gonna take it in your stride, Tidbits.
Welcome to Tidbits. It's the bite-sized podcast that takes the Mickey Bliss out of a top trending story, and you're with Chanel and Tamara.
Yes, you sure are. Do you want to hear this story about a dine and a dash?
A dine and a dash?
Yes.
What's a dine?
Dine in.
Oh, dine in.
And then dash.
Dine hyphen in and dash.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Although this newspaper didn't write that, so maybe I should suggest that.
Errors in the spelling.
Yeah.
Was this a legitimate article from a legitimate source?
100%. This is the Sun.
She's like, I don't care. It's good.
Made up. It's from the Sun newspaper in the UK. So anyone from the UK is going to go, aha. They like to publish a lot of crazy stories. I think they've still got the hot chicks on Patriot. I haven't lived there for a long time. So someone might be saying, that doesn't happen anymore,
but they not used to. Today's society.
Right now, yes. Dine and Dash, family of eight, racks up a bill of £329, so 700-ish Australian dollars.
Yeah.
And then leaves.
Oh.
So they went.
Oh, they did a runner.
They did a runner. This family of eight, they sat there. They're doing the T-bone steaks. They're ordering all this food to feed them all.
That's hard for eight people to do a runner.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of running.
There's a lot of running.
That's
a lot
16
of
legs to chase down an alleyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why? How, what?
So the lady, the mum, so the husband's obviously gone, I want nothing to do with this. It was all her idea. I don't know if they actually caught them, but essentially she went up to pay, cards declined. Oh, can you try it again? Boom, declined. Oh, I better go get another card from my car.
With all my family in tow.
Well, she left one child there.
Oh, as a guarantee?
As a guarantee.
Looking your child? Not like a watch or your license. Here's my child.
So you know I'm coming back. Left him with a phone. So they're in the car ready to dash.
Right.
And she's rung him and gone, come out now. And he's gone, I've just got to get something. And dashed. And they've taken off.
I give them a round of applause for actually giving it a go.
But the gumption, because I would trip myself up. I would have guilty written all over my face. Yes. I'd be questioning Dan, Martha, half the whole time going, do we do it yet?
You'd be too scared.
Don't order the T-bone. Just spaghetti, bolognese.
Entree.
Dumb it down.
You've got to start slow. Go the entrees.
They went all in. Yeah, everything. All in.
Maybe they're like, we're going to do this. Let's go hard. Yep. Was it Christmas dinner? That would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Just go.
Book the Christmas lunch out go in for it.
But I'd be rattled with guilt the whole time, thinking someone would see my face looking awkward or whatever.
Yeah.
And then left the child as the guarantor, gave him a quick ring, and he just kind of told some rubbish thing, probably a nervous child. I just got to
itch my bum outside.
Itch my bum outside, you know.
And what did they do? What was the – how did they get them? They didn't find them?
Well, it's so funny because they've got CCTV pictures of them sat there. I'm going to put this up. On our Instagram page.
Have you seen these people?
And they're sat there like anyone else would at a dinner table, like a bit bored and looking around, and someone's on their phone, or whether they're just trying to not be caught by CCTV. The mum gives zero fucks. Her face is up and showing everything. No worries. I reckon she's behind the whole thing.
You reckon? I reckon it was not premeditated. I feel like the card was declined and they've gone last minute.
But they've ordered so much, lady. They've gone bananas ordering.
They ordered bananas?
They ordered banana split at the dessert. Love those.
They've gone crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It must have been premeditated if they've ordered so much.
Right. And they weren't caught. So they didn't catch them, or did the CCTV footage They're trying to chase them. They're chasing them currently.
So family of eight happily wolfed down $329 worth of food and drink before dine and dashing. They hyphenated that. That was great.
Currently on the run, have you seen these people?
Yeah.
Put it up and let's see if we can, you know, it'll be someone, one of our listeners. That's my family from the UK.
Well, it says here, manager of the Bella Ciao Italian restaurant, okay. Tyrone Reese, was gutted they got away with it.
Where was it exactly? Did it say which city?
It does.
I'm just wondering if we can pin this down to a certain place.
Yes, it is the Italian restaurant in Port Talbot near Swansea. So in Wales.
Swansea. Oh, okay. Well, Wales,
my favourite.
Jesus Christ. Of course, that lot's going to be dodgy, aren't they?
I still know what's happened with the card. I'll just.
Is that the little boy?
I still know.
Well, that's the mum. My goodness. Bless them. Well, you know, good on them. I would say.
They got away with it. And this poor Italian restaurant's just been fleeced and then that's it.
Yeah, that is sad.
It's a sin.
But I feel like you've got one in your lifetime at least of doing something a bit nuts, a bit crazy.
Well, she's gone the whole
naughty.
Hog.
Yeah, the whole hog. She's eaten all the hog and she's gone.
I still don't know what's wrong with the card. So much money on it.
a little bit African.
Tidbits is hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke, produced by Frankie Media and in collaboration with Mum's Lounge.